So there's a lot of voices out there. Hallelujah. Then you keep them before your eyes and don't let them depart. Keep them in the midst of your heart and don't let your heart get filled with other stuff. Hallelujah. Why? Because they're life to those that find them and help to all their flesh. John 6, 63. John 6, 63. Jesus wants you to understand what you have. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh prophesy nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are who? They are spirit and they are life. They are what? They are spirit and they are life. So the words you speak shall justify you. Jesus said, you can have what you say. Then he said, and if you speak the words that come from God, because they are yours, all things are yours. Once you come into the kingdom, once you're born into the kingdom, you're becoming heir. Hallelujah. And the language of the world should be foreign to you. Should be an unknown language. That's foolishness. I don't understand that. I don't fool with that. I will not allow my tongue to speak it, and I won't become tainted with it. For God has given me his word. And I'm a student of the word. And I make sure that I learn what God is saying before I speak. Amen. It may be a period of time you don't have anything to say. And once you learn how to talk and how to speak God's language, you become dangerous to the enemy. And he'll hate you more. He loves unlearned, untrained, untaught Christian believers. He loves them because you'll validate him rather than God. But all when you find out that God's word is your very life. They are spirit and they are life. Hello, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Hebrew 4 and 12 tells us, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Huh? The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than what? Any, not some, but any. I don't care how sharp you get a two-edged sword. A sword can be so sharp that you can rip paper with it. Amen. Just drop a piece of paper on it and rip it. But he says sharper than any two-edged sword. Woo! Piercing even to what? The dividing asunder, that means separate. It has the ability, I don't care how closely knit something is, it can penetrate it and divide it, service it. Dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a what? Discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hallelujah. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things lies naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. This word. So you take this word and live a justified life. I'll say it again. Take this word and build a life that is justified before God. Build a life that you live in the richness of God's blessing. Build a life that you overcome every opposition. Every attack of the enemy, you build a life that you overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this word cannot be conquered. There isn't anything that can hide itself from the word. I don't care how it barges itself in, how far it dams itself in, or whatever it may you may do, or whatever happened. I don't care. God knows every little detail, the minute detail of your heart, your spirit, your soul. He sees every person, every being. Nothing goes unnoticed to him. But because we don't know what he says, we allow things to speak loud into our lives and bring confusion, bring destruction, and we feel like there's no hope. But God said, come to me. Give your heart to me, learn of me, and you'll know how to fend for yourself. You'll know that you have a father who will take good care of you. That he has provided, and you'll learn how to receive what's already done. When Jesus got up, it was finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, when he got up, it was finished. Oh, my. And we need to go with it. We need to go forth with our mind set and trained and understood. I'm living from a finished product. I'm living from a God who has finished everything for me. And all I need to do is walk the course, travel the path, and go through life. And reach my destiny because God has already finished. That means the enemy can't stop you. Hallelujah. You can stand like Paul. Paul stood at the end of his journey. He said, well, I have fought a good fight. He didn't say it. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Now I'm ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't say that until he finished. They had beat him. Read this 11 chapters, 2 Corinthians. He said, I've been in pearls of robbers, swords, and I've been stoned. Three times I was beaten with rods. I've been left for dead. He said, all of those things, none of those things stopped. Hallelujah. Stood at the end of his journey. Then did everything they could. They took John the Revelator. We call him John the Revelator. Who they took and banded on the isle called Patmos. They boiled him. You ever let anybody boil you in oil? They boil this stuff just to get hot oil on you. But to get in and put you over in it and boil you. And then can't kill you. Hallelujah.